When you played Skyrim back in the day, do you remember how you would like set a quest marker for whatever quest you were going to go do? And then like as you're walking towards that quest marker, you know how it like shows it on your HUD? And so you're able to see how close you are to that quest marker. I'll give you a better example, and it's actually something I recently referenced in one of my other videos. Geometry Dash's community is absolutely nuts and insane. And as you play one of those insane levels, it basically shows you the percent at the very top of the screen. It shows you how much of the level you've completed. There's times in life where we're on a path somewhere, and we're not sure if we're doing things wrong, but we haven't gotten any indication that we're doing things right either. We're just doing things in a way where we don't really know if we're on the right path. We think we are, but we're not sure. But we don't really know if we're supposed to give up yet, because there hasn't been any evidence to suggest that we should keep going or stop, right? So how do we keep ourselves motivated to keep going when we don't know if we're supposed to keep going? So like, I'll give you an example, right? With, as like a Geometry Dash, I guess, as an example, right? Like, you know, if you're playing a level that's really hard, well, you can always say to yourself as you play the level, like, oh my gosh, I made it 7% of the way in, right? And then if, you know, 50 more attempts, you make it 11% of the way in. And then another 50 attempts, you make it 24% of the way in. And another 50 attempts, you make it 50% of the way in. You see how your sort of mind, our minds do this. Our minds are able to sort of figure out our relationship with our goal. So our relationship to the goal and how close we are and how we're moving towards that goal, our minds are able to understand that. And with tactile things like video games, and I would say numbers and stuff like that, maybe financial numbers or something, when we can actually see a tangible or physical example of how close we are to the goal, it's a lot easier for our minds to be able to go, okay, I'm that much closer to the finish line, right? And so our motivation to keep going is a lot higher, because we're like, okay, I understand like how close I am to the goal. If you're running, like, let's say maybe laps on a track or something, it's like you can literally watch yourself pass each lap, and so you know how long you've gone, right? But what about the times in life where the goal isn't actually in front of you and you're just running on a treadmill? Like, so imagine you get on a treadmill and there's no numbers. Imagine there's no numbers, there's no dials, there's no timer, there's no calories. You just get on a treadmill and start running. You have no idea how long you've been running. You have no idea how many calories you burned, how like far you've run, what your distance is, how close you are to your goal. You have no idea. You're just on a treadmill running. I have struggled a lot in my life with figuring out how to stay motivated when that is the picture that gets painted for me. So when my life is one in which I can't feel any relationship of myself getting closer to the goal, but that doesn't necessarily mean that I'm failing or doing something wrong. I just can't feel myself moving. I'm just on this treadmill and I'm like, am I getting closer? Am I doing something wrong? Like, I don't know, right? And this kind of happens to me a lot. And historically, I think I had discovered, and I've sort of recently discovered, there's a good chance that a lot of that has to do with the way that I have ADHD, right? And so there are reasons why my brain doesn't process goals like that out in the real world the same way as like a video game. Because a video game can externalize motivation very easily. It can be like, here's the goal, go here, do this, and then you do it really fast. So you're able to have a very concrete, like, I achieved the goal in 5 minutes, congrats, I got some experience, then I did this other thing, you know? So video games make that easy, but real life is not like that. Real life is not like that. It's like, I'm going to take a job. I'm going to start a business. I'm going to go somewhere in my career. I'm going to, you know, do a marriage or something. I'm going to get married. Like, I'm going to have kids. I'm going to do something, maybe as a parent. I'm going to go be a parent or something. Like, that's not me yet, but we make a decision in life and then we're on the path on that decision, but we're not actually sure if we're like doing it right or wrong. There's no like, there's no one waving a flag saying last lap. Like, we don't know how far along the path we are, and so we don't know how close we are to, like, the goal. And we don't have the ability to be like, yeah, we don't know if it's working or if it's not working, right? Are we being a good parent or a bad parent? Good husband, bad husband? Am I running my business correctly or not correctly? Like, all these different things. Am I making the right, even on YouTube now, it's like, am I making the right videos or the wrong videos? Like, what's working, what's not working? Am I doing something wrong, you know? And so it's like, what is interesting about all of this is the fact that really the what I've sort of figured out about myself is that there are some people that, like, there's sort of that saying about people. There's some people that just don't know when to quit. And I mean, that tends to be a broad generalization, but there are people that are just built where quitting just isn't something that they do until they're forced to. There are people out there like that, right? That's not necessarily me. But for me, I tend to throw in the towel with things when I go, this isn't working, and the pros outweigh the cons. The cons outweigh the pros 100 to 1, and I go almost like the Libra scales, and so I'm like, okay, that's it. I can't do this anymore because of this reason, this reason, this reason. My last job that I worked at that I quit, I wrote down, I think, 40 reasons why I should quit, and I think 6 reasons why I should stay, and I was like, yep, I think that's enough for me, and so I left. Right? Well, life is like that, you know, where it's like we don't have a good answer as to whether or not we're actually on the right path and we're moving towards the goal proportionally in a way that's good enough to keep us going, you know? Because sometimes we get a win and we're like, oh, I got a win. Okay, I'm definitely doing this right. And so you kind of have these little moments where you think something is going well, and that's awesome. But then there are those seasons where either everything is going wrong or nothing is clearly happening at all. You're like, there's no progress towards the goal at all. You're like, am I going the wrong way? You know, it's hard, right? So what do we do about it, you know? And for me, I kind of just, like, I basically just tend to take it in, I tend to feel it out. So basically, like, when I'm doing something like that, I feel it out a little bit. And the other thing is that I kind of try to spend time with it, right? So, like, I try to give something that doesn't feel like it's working ample time to prove me wrong. Now, historically, that had to do with a lot of insecurity about willingness to change, because I was scared of doing things. And so I'd be like, I'm staying until I absolutely can't. But that was more out of fear than out of confidence that I was, you know, that I needed to change something, you know? But, like, waiting it out long enough to really be like, okay, is something really wrong here? You know, like, is this bad? You know, is this relationship I'm in working or not working? Oh, this is kind of stagnant. Oh, is this working or not working? Oh, this is bad. Oh, this might not be working. You know, like, having these, having lots of time, like giving it time to sort of give evidence to suggest it's working or not working is the thing that is the number one sort of like indicator, I think. Because if you compare it, like I said, to something like video games tell you all the time. You have a quest marker or a bar with a waypoint and how many meters away it is every single time. And so as we're walking towards a goal in Skyrim, we can see the goal and it says it's 900 meters that way. And so we're walking that way and we can see the goal as we're walking in Skyrim towards the goal, you know. And so we're able to sort of know what we're doing. And with something like, you know, in life, we don't have that. It's almost like we're blindfolded playing Skyrim, is what it feels like. Literally, like, you feel like you're like, okay, there is the throat of the world, High Hrothgar. There's the big giant mountain in the middle of Skyrim, and I'm going to climb it. And so I start walking towards it, and I put on a blindfold. I have no idea how close I am. You know, that's what life feels like sometimes. And you're like, am I close? Am I far? So what do? We give it ample time to sort of prove that it definitely, I don't know. I tend to give it ample time, but I also try to find ways to sort of figure out if I can, I don't want to say this is going to sound very weird, but if you want to go with the Skyrim analogy, I kind of think of it like an echolocation thing. Like, I kind of think, like, is there a way that I can use the tools and resources I do have to see if I'm abjectly failing? Am I completely failing? No. Am I completely successful? No. Okay, then we're just going to keep going for right now. Okay, we're going to keep doing things. If nothing has collapsed yet, we're just going to keep doing what we're doing. And if it just stays like that for an extremely, extremely long time and it's stagnant like that, then maybe we make a decision to turn a little bit. Maybe we go a little to the left, a little to the right, and go, okay, I'm going to go this way. I'm going to go this way, right? And then we keep going and we decide, you know? And it's hard, you know? But, like, figuring out how to stick with it when there's no evidence to suggest that it's working, that is a skill. And at the end of the day, I mean, I could say all the crap that a lot of other people say, which is like, well, you have to have a goal. And if you know, how hard do you want it and all that crap? And I'm like, that's just a lot of that toxic garbage. I just don't really purport to. I just feel really like turned off by that. It's like, of course, the people that are going down that path want it. You know, it's not about wanting or not wanting it. It's about, is this working or not in this moment, you know? And so maybe I don't have the solution, but I do think that, like, there have to be good ways to figure out how to do that. There have to be good ways to figure out, like, when we're on the right or wrong path, what we should keep doing. You know, how do we stay motivated when we have no idea if it's working?